October 20, 1930 to March 17, 2024. Thomas Lawrence, Lorne, Woods passed away peacefully in Canmore on March 17, 2024 at the age of 93 years. Born in Lacombe, Alberta, his early years, from the stories he told, were full of fun and adventure given the rough times endured by many back then. He was the fourth child of 11. Leaving school at an early age, he worked many jobs with his father before coming to Calgary, where they both worked construction. He went on to work in the coal mines in Kananaskis, then onto the Spray Lakes Diversion Project, of which he was very proud. He met the love of his life, Patricia Blood in Cochrane, and in 1951 they were married. Then followed a number of years working seismograph for Shell Oil in the foothills of Alberta. There never seemed to be a cut line he didn't know, and his love of the foothills played a major role in shaping the family's future recreational activities: elk hunting, fishing, quadding, and cross-country motorbike racing. He and his young family settled in Cochrane in 1958 with work at the Jumping Pound gas plant. At this time he became involved in many community sports, baseball, curling, and coaching minor hockey, which involved not only being part of the coaching team, but ice maintenance, and there was always a pile of skates on the landing for sharpening. He received the Canadian Amateur Hockey Association Award for Outstanding Service to Minor Hockey in the Canadian Centennial year 1967. Following a few years of pipelining with R. Woods Industrial in central Alberta, he and his wife returned to Cochrane, where he started his own business, Lorne Woods Bobcat. Their adventures continued with work on the Kananaskis golf course and trail system, using their motorhome as base camp while enjoying the beautiful location and work. Retirement did not slow his activities, with many ongoing projects. Work was never a problem. He loved to be working at something, and being of the old school, you fixed it yourself. His garage door was always open, and if he wasn't there, he was out and about visiting various spots around town. He was a longtime member of the Sundry Golf Course, and in his later years he loved to be cutting grass on his own little course, in a meadow, on good friends' property, or during winter sitting in the ice shack on the Ghost. His mornings were spent, the old-fashioned way, going for coffee, which he just couldn't miss. He was a loving father, grandfather, uncle, and granduncle who shared many humorous stories from his past, always had time for you, loved a challenge, and never complained about anything. He loved people and visits, never had a concern about time, just basically, truly lived the moment. He is predeceased by his loving wife Patricia, parents Thomas Edward and Marie Clements Woods, brothers Robert and Donald, sisters Marjorie, Carol, May, and Pat. He is survived by his loving children Gail, Guy, and Craig, grandsons Andrew and Alexander, as well as many loving nieces and nephews and grandnieces and grandnephews. We are grateful to the Cochrane and District EMS and Fire Department and the medical staff at the Canmore Emergency and Acute Care Facility. Memorial donations may be made to the Canmore and Area Healthcare Foundation, who we are more than grateful to for their compassion and care during his last days. A celebration of life will be held for Lorne and Pat Woods at the Cochrane Lions Club, in Cochrane, on May 3, 2024, from 1 o'clock to 4 p.m.